This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heblin. A new report released today details how little younger generations of Americans know about the Holocaust, and in particular, Arkansas does especially poorly. The U.S. Millennial Holocaust Knowledge and Awareness Survey breaks down state by state what millennials and Gen Z know about the deaths of Jews by Nazis during World War II. The study was commissioned by the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany. Gideon Taylor is president of the group and joins me now. Thanks for talking with me.
Thank you very much for having me.
First, tell me about the goal of this study.
We're trying to understand just what is the level of knowledge in the different states in the United States to get a sense of how much knowledge there is about the Holocaust. And the results were deeply concerning.
And you have an established criteria here. First, briefly explain what that is.
So what we do is we look at sort of key factors around the Holocaust to try and understand what a younger generation understands about the events that happened. You know, for example, one of the findings was that 56% in Arkansas were not able to name a single concentration camp or ghetto. So, for example, Auschwitz, the symbol of man's inhumanity to man, a name that for many of an older generation is symbolic of the Holocaust and is understood as that powerful, important, iconic symbol, they've never heard of or couldn't name. And that's deeply concerning, not because of the lack of historical knowledge, but because what it says is that there just is a diminishing understanding of those terrible events. And our concern, the concern is not just simply about the knowledge, but what does it mean for understanding the lessons of the Holocaust? What happened, the genocide, and what can we learn from it from the future? That's why we think it's important that people, and particularly young people, understand what happened so we can learn from it.
It has been roughly 8 decades since World War II, and when you no longer have many people alive who were involved in the conflict and there's not the sharing of stories. My grandfather served, but I'm nearing 50 years old, and he's long gone. When people are no longer around and having that direct connection, I think, unfortunately, things like this, it becomes almost the same as the Civil War, the Revolutionary War. It seems like such a distant history when you no longer have direct connections.
Right. I think that's the biggest challenge. There are still Holocaust survivors alive who are there at the moment, a smaller and smaller group of people who can tell these stories and tell them in their own voices. I think what the survey showed us was, and what one of the goals of the survey is, to educate us in how we address this issue, which is that this is a local issue, and that addressing these gaps in knowledge of this critical moment of history and of human nature and human responsibility, it's local. It depends right on each state, each school board, and individual schools. And teachers who work so hard and have so much on them need to be supported. And I think that's what comes out from the survey, is just that this is a very local issue, and it needs sort of a sustained commitment in local communities, state by state, and then and even community by community, to educate ourselves about the Holocaust and the lessons of the Holocaust.
Gideon Taylor is president of the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany, and we'll include a link to their report on our website, KUAR.org. Sir, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
This is KUAR 89.1.